Jake McVeigh, welcome to the Miami Valley.
Hey, how we doing?
Doing great. Now, the performance at JD Legends out in Franklin, and without a doubt, you are one of the real up-and-comers in the country music business. But, you know, like all things, it says in the music business, there's no such thing as an overnight sensation. You have been on the road, it seems like, constantly.
That's correct. You know, we just grind away and keep going and, you know, bringing the music to the people. And, you know, sometimes it's just a way to do it. The old school, get out there and hit the pavement.
Tell me how you got interested in the music business.
You know, I started from a real young age. You know, I kind of fell in love with just, you know, music, and both my folks were, you know, talented in playing instruments and whatnot. So, I mean, the music was always like just around the house, and there was always like a drum kit or guitar or something, you know, or piano to, you know, jump on. And next thing you know, you start playing and kind of, you know, you find yourself doing more of it and enjoying it. So, you know, that's kind of like how it all came together for me. I just, you know, it was just, instead of toys in the corner, we had instruments. So, fell in love that way.
Well, there you go. How would you describe your music? Would you consider it more traditional country bass or modern or a combination of whatever the heck comes off the fingers of the guitar?
You know, it is a combination of a lot. I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of, I'm more of a guitar slinger, you know, kind of like a, I guess, you know, just me and an instrument and, you know, ripping off guitar solos and singing and entertaining, you know. So, I mean, I fell in love with more artists that were like that, you know, and kind of watched what they were doing. And so it could have been, you know, a blues artist, could have, you know, like Eric Clapton kind of a thing, or, you know, it just really all depended, you know, which angle I wanted to roll with it. But, you know, I mean, today's style is a good time to be in music. So, I mean, you can kind of pull from all your roots and put it into your style of country music and, you know, see who can relate and hopefully they enjoy it as well.
All right. You have a number of influences. I'm sure, you mentioned Eric Clapton. Are there others that, particularly come to mind?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you start looking at, you know, my influences, it, you know, goes everything from, you know, B.B. King to John Mayer to, you know, like you said, Eric Clapton to, you know, some of the newer artists, you know, like Keith Urban or Brad Paisley, you know, and, you know, the guys that have been doing it for quite a while, but, you know, I was pretty young when they came out. So, you know, they're the hot ones today, and you know, even Kenny Chesney. I mean, a lot of these guys, and you know, even today too. I mean, you know, you listen to what Luke Bryan's doing, or you know, Cole Swindell. I mean, any of these guys are up and comers. You know, you're constantly watching what they're doing and pulling from them as well too.
And I find it interesting you mentioned Keith Urban as one of your kind of more modern influences. That man is, I don't know, he's a country version of a guitar shredder from the way I hear him.
That's exactly right, yep. Which definitely fits what I do. When you come to my show, I mean, everyone usually is like, wow, you know, you sing great, but God, I've never, he can play the heck out of that guitar, you know? So, I mean, definitely a strong influence to be, you know, a guy that I really watched was Keith Urban, and like, and this guy's got it going on. I really like what he's doing. You know, follow suit with how I like to put on a show.
So now, let's talk a little bit about your music. I know that you had one song that was making noise here not too long ago. And tell me what's up with you right now with your music.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we had last year we put out, you know, Y'all Girls and Backseat, and then, you know, both did really well. And then we, you know, I kind of had some things happen in my life towards the end of 2017 or going into the beginning of 2017. And, you know, just a really close friend of mine and was in a, you know, was a person I was with for a while, you know, and she passed away in a plane crash.
Oh, mercy.
And it was crazy, you know. So what do you do when something like that happens, you know? So the artist in you kind of, you know, you just dig into your roots and write a bunch, you know, and that's kind of how you get that kind of a healing process in itself. So, you know, I wrote a bunch of songs, and, you know, at that time, you know, it was crazy too. I mean, I was constantly, you know, we were promoting a single. So you're out, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, hitting radio stations all across the United States, and then throw you in another plane and head back, meet the band and go do weekend shows and hop back on a plane. You know, I saw a home maybe once a month, you know, and we're just continually traveling. So it was a crazy time in my life, you know, when all that happened. But, you know, so I kind of took a little time off and dug into some songwriting, and I came out with some really cool tunes. And this new one that I have out now, which definitely fitting, called Never Give Up, definitely follow suit and kind of take a positive thing or even, you know, like tough times and, you know, never give up.
Absolutely, and good advice for anyone going through, you know, times of whether, you know, it's personal, a personal tragedy like the one that you happen to have to deal with, and then, or for that matter, you know, just someone going through a rough period in their lives.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, you have been on stage with a lot of different people, Jake. Who are some of the... your friends, who are some of your favorites that, that you would love to be around on stage?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been, like I said, I've been real fortunate to open and tour some of the largest acts in the business, from Florida Georgia Line to, you know, the late, great Merle Haggard and the late, great George Jones, you know, and Lady A, Little Big Town, Darius Rucker, all kinds of those folks. And, you know, it's just been, you know, just with Lee Bryce a couple weeks ago and Colt Ford, and, you know, and I, you know, I had a good time. You know, Colt's music is a little different from, you know, what I do, you know, but nevertheless, you know, I commend the guy who, I mean, Mr. DIY, you know, come out from the roots, find a way to create your own sound and you know, and do something with it, you know. So, I mean, and I find myself kind of gravitating more towards, you know, some of the DIY guys just because, you know, I'm doing the same thing, you know, in the trenches, you know, making your way through whatever to hope, you know, find a way to get the music to out to people. You know,
you
it's
know,
a lot easier now, but to promote it properly, and you know, you got to have the right elements.
One thing that I've noticed, especially in the past several years, is that country music has really become a big tent of many different sounds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All across the board. I mean, it's, you know, and it, what a neat way, you know, it's such a neat avenue of that, you know, to some degree to, you know, you're going to have the ones on each end that are, you know, what, not to say that, you know, spectacle, but like, you know, you're going to have the ones that are on each end, the ones that are way out there. You're going to have the ones that are, you know, more towards the traditional, you know, and then you're going to have the stuff in the middle, you know, and the stuff in the middle is kind of free game. I mean, there's no real, so what a wonderful time to be, you know, a singer songwriter or just anybody in music, really, for that matter. It's, you know, you want to gravitate more towards the 70s country, you know, like a rock with a country vibe, you know, it's there and there's an audience for it. You want to go straight down the middle and mainstream. Well, there's an audience for that as well too, you know? So, it kind of makes it to some degree, you know, I know it used to be like they would be like, oh, you need to write this because that's what's hot right now. Oh, you know, you need to write this because this is what's hot right now. And, you know, and now it's more like, you know, that's been done so much. Everybody's looking for the just you be 110% you. And there's an audience out there for you. So just do what you do best and find a way to improve upon that, and you'll find some people along the way.
And, you know, you mentioned the songwriters, and I think that's a very important point because I consider myself fortunate that I have the opportunity to meet a lot of the songwriters in Nashville. I'm friends with a good number of them anyway. These folks are kind of the unsung heroes, I think, of country music, because they come up with the songs and, you know, oftentimes somebody else ends up singing them, but, you know, still it's their bread and butter too.
Absolutely. You know, it's definitely a whole other element to the music business, and actually becoming a bigger part more than it's, you know, than I feel the kind of than it's ever been. I mean, especially, you know, like when we're talking about that, you know, just, you know, you being you, you start finding some, you know, where their artists are spending more time to write with writers, you know, like, hey man, this is in my head. I don't know how to say it or whatever, but this is just something I got. And, you know, how can we get this into a fun, playful, something that would fall within, you know, my wheelhouse of what I do, you know? And so, you know, and that next thing, you know, they're writing a song, and it may be great. It may not, you know, or it could be, I mean, for example, like Never Give Up, when I wrote that, I mean, it had a real out of the box, you know, more hip hop ish country than I've ever done. But, you know, what the heck, you know, you roll with it and see what happens. And then you come back and, you know, you send it to your team. Hey guys, here's a song I wrote today. What do you think? And they're like, well, this would be right up Luke Bryan's alley. Let's get it to him, you know? And like, oh, okay. But that was like a part of me. So, okay, whatever, you know, and the next thing you know, I end up cutting the thing. So, it's crazy how things all come about, and the easiness of a song to some degree, you know, I mean, you've all hung around a friend or a buddy, you know, that's, you know, Mr. One-Liner and or Mrs. One-Liner, whatever, and or you hear something, you're like, oh, that would make a great song. And, you know, these songwriters that are in town and you know, the more you do it as yourself, I mean, you just get better at it. And it's fun. It's a cool process.
Well, you know, Jake, I know everybody's, I know that everybody is looking forward to seeing you when you're at JD Legends coming up this weekend. I'm sure that you're putting together a barn burner of a show.
You know it. It's going to be a good time. And, man, I can't wait. And, yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. Thank you, and be certainly looking forward to hearing some big things from you here down the road, Jake.
Well, I can't wait. Thanks again.